Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues. That's the scriptural code of how that happens. Now, I want to say this here to you, and that might be kind of hard for some people. I realize that, to get up in front of the church, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay my hands on you, and bless God, you're going to pray in tongues, or I'm going to choke you. No. I'm going to tell you, I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit in my own house, and there was nobody home when I got it. I got the baptism. I began to pray in a tongue, and it just amazed me. And I thought, I'm making this up or something. But then I tell you, it wasn't. And you just begin to realize that. And the gifts are for you, each and every one of you. And the first church was a vibrant church. Things were happening. Man, Christians were running here and there and hiding. Some of them were getting crucified. Some of them were getting killed. But you know what? They loved God, and they flowed in the excitement of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So those are three that we've mentioned, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the gift of faith. And as I said, when these gifts have come on me, I just know it ain't me. That gift of faith, when I look at somebody or something and I just speak it forth and it's of God, I know there's going to be, something's going to happen. Consequences and repercussions and blessings. And that's the way it'll be with you. I will ask if anybody, because I believe in laying out of hands to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is one way to receive it. And we will ask before this is over, and we will pray with you. And we will, and if anybody wants one of our books, The Bible Way to Receive the Holy Ghost, you let me know. We'll get one in your hands. Now, not children. I'm kind of, running low, but parents. Amen? Okay. So, to another, verse 9, faith by the same Spirit, to another, look here, to another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Are we in, I need you to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, please. I want everybody to see this. To another, faith by the same Spirit, and to another, gifts, plural, of healing by the same Spirit. There are so many ways to be healed in the Bible. They're just by the laying out of hands, by stretching forth your withered arm. Jesus asked the man in John chapter 5 at the pool of Bethesda. He just went up to him. He'd been there 38 years. And there was an angel that came down to that pool at a certain time and troubled the water. And whoever got in there first were healed of whatever. It didn't matter. It did not matter. There is not anything that God cannot heal. I've seen him heal people that the doctors gave up on, said they're going to die. Now, I'm just telling you what I've seen, and I'm sure I'm not the only one in here that's seen that. Okay? So, there are so many ways to be healed. And what they all have to do with is being in a flow. Just being in a flow, like we're trying to get into now, where you feel the Holy Ghost, where you're not afraid. These are the same people that were here last week. And my point is, don't be afraid to step out and to reach out. Just don't be afraid to reach out. How many of you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues? Put your hands up. Yes. Yes. So that's good. More than half. That's wonderful. Well, let's... gifts of healing, plural. And let's remember this again. I'm going to say this over and over. According to the Bible, you have to understand, you can't just drum this stuff up because you want to. My wife, I would have drummed them up, you know, at the beginning of this affliction. Well, what's happening? I don't know. Well, what does she think? She's a nurse. She's not sure either. But she is in, I've never seen my wife this sick. I've never seen her hurt this bad. And that bothers not only me, but many of you ask every week, how's Millie doing? You know, we're catching a healing for her one way or another. I have never in my entire ministry, when my hair was black, and I never preached against medicine or doctors or rest. You know, God can heal any way he wants to. One of the things, though, he can also heal by a divine touch. When everything else fails, I've talked to you, and I'm not going to do it again tonight, about how many things we have seen happen and how we've seen people get healed in so many different ways. People that, some that said, the doctor said, Frank Noe had four doctors that said, hey, there's no way he can be healed. Frank Noe was a person that was in our church. And, you know, and he had one doctor. His fifth doctor was born again, free from sin. I'm happy night and day. It makes me shout. There's no doubt. I know that I've been born again. See, what do you know for sure about God? Those are the things that you can capitalize and that can you can help. And let me just read on gifts of healing. These gifts are given to the church to restore physical health by supernatural means. Brother Kenneth Hagin had this saying. Some people, they follow the spectacular and they miss the supernatural. They're looking for some kind of, you know what I mean? But it's not in that. I've seen people get healed and touched, and they called me later and said, I don't know if you realize this, but when you touch me, something happened. And I don't know where that affliction went. Many, many times, folks. Honest to goodness, you've seen it here. Let's read a little bit more out of that. The plural gifts indicates healing of various illnesses and suggests that every act of healing is a special gift of God. Although gifts of healing are not given to every member of the body in a special way, all members may pray for the sick. When faith is present, the sick will be healed. Healing may also come as a result of obedience to the instructions, as in James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Can you turn there real quick, fellas? James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 in the language that you're in right now. And I'll show you what they're talking about. Is any of you sick among you? It starts like that. James 5, 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let them call for, this is just one way to get healed. Your mom can pray for you. Your child can pray for you when you get healed. Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. This may be new to some of you, but this is not new. This is in the Bible. Just anointing people with oil, or giving them an anointing cloth. If you read Acts chapter 19, it talks about that, about Paul preaching, and he had aprons on him, and that anointing is transferable. And he'd give them aprons to people, and the word says, once again, the people would take them home to their sick loved ones, and it didn't matter, whatever they had, they were healed of. See, that's the power of God, okay? Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins. Sometimes sickness will come on you because you've committed sins, but not all the time. And what we don't want to do is be like Job's three friends and say, well, this happened to him because blah, blah, just like Pastor Kelly preaches. I say, we don't know. And see, if we have an attitude like that's a bad spirit. When we think we know. And we just need, you know what? It's okay to think it. Don't say it. Just hold that in. That may, you don't want, you know, things could happen. All right. And the Lord shall raise him up if he has committed sins. Those sins shall be forgiven. Jesus healed one fella in the front of the high priest and the Pharisees. And he said, rise, your sins are forgiven. And they said, who is this that thinks he can forgive sins? And Jesus addressed them. But I'll tell you what, that man rose up, and he rose up, and he was healed. And he said, what's easier for me to say? Be healed or your sins are forgiven. See, remember that. Don't walk away with the wrong thing. Sometimes people get off track and they commit a sin and it can bring sickness. But not all the time. Maybe not even half the time. I don't know. I don't know where the dividing line is, but the word says not all the time. Okay. And they shall be forgiven. And then here's something here. I had one of these services years ago when we were on the square. I had a confess your fault service. Oh, my God. Remember that? You were there, weren't you? Who was in that service? Anybody else? Kelly was, Melly was in there. People got up. I'm in sin. I've been sleeping around. I'm in adultery. And finally, I said, let's shorten the service. It wasn't. I don't think we should have a confess your fault service. Now, people have confessed things right in this building here, all manner of things, pornography, this and that, and there's a place for that. But sometimes, you know, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. The effectual, look here, the Word of Faith movement, which I'm a part of, they have these formulas. Well, you pray it like this. You pray it like that. You got to say this, this, and this. You know what I've found? It ain't the formula as much as the heart, the person that's praying. Okay? Are they in faith? Are they close to God? I can tell you, there's nothing in my life better than being close to God. I've learned, I'm at the time of my life and I'm still learning, but I've learned to just relax. And I didn't have a dad. And for many, many years, I was looking for a dad figure in my life. And one day I just stopped looking because I had the greatest dad. I realized the word says to call him Father. When you pray, say, Our Father. Over and over again, behold, what manner of love the Lord has bestowed on us that we might be called his children, okay? And I know him in that way, and I love him, and that's the greatest thing I have either in this life or the next life. And I don't put anything, not my children, not my health, not my wealth, I don't put anything over the fact that I have a father every morning when I wake up. Before I'm a neighbor, before I'm a husband, before I'm a friend, before I'm an enemy, I'm a son. I'm a son of the... And you know what? If you're born again in here, you're a child of God. Nobody could call you anything higher or better. And always remember that. All right. And that is gifts of healing. Now, the next one, after the healing... Now, as I said, the Word of Faith movement, many of the top leaders in them, they changed the orders of these... as they're listed here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you know what? I dare not change anything about the Bible. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change this. See, well, these are the revelation gifts. Oh, really? See, they got to be like that. No, that's not right. And I would tell any one of them respectfully, that's wrong. That's not right. Okay, the next one is the working. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 12 and... Let's go to verse 10, where it says, to another he gives the working of miracles. The working of miracles. Now, listen to this and see what you think. These are deeds of supernatural power. Tell you what was a working of a miracle. We talked about it a lot. The night that we were out here, we got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we pointed at that water that was coming our way to come into our building for about the third time to get all the carpet and everything mixed up. And I just had enough. And so did the people that were with me at about 2 or 3 in the morning. They just had enough, OK? Okay? And I just pointed at that. And I once again, something happens to me, and I know it's God using me. It's not me using God. I don't carry these gifts around in my back pocket. It's not like that. The Word doesn't say that. The Word teaches this. You don't have the gifts. The gifts have you. And so you have to be like that last song we just heard. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. They include divine acts in which God's kingdom is manifested against Satan and evil spirits. And it shows, it gives many notes to where to go and how that goes. And listen to that. These are deeds of supernatural power that alter the normal course of nature. And I guarantee you, God altered the normal course of that water that was going to get us again, and it went backwards. And you know what? I was so upset, I didn't even go, oh, gosh, that's crazy. No, I just believed it. And I let the devil know, keep it up. I'm going to learn everything I can. I'm going to resist you. You're going to flee. You're going to be afraid when I wake up in the morning. All right now. Everybody's tired. Would you allow me to stop right there? And we'll remember where we stopped. We stopped at the working of miracles. And we're going to take communion now. And communion, God does not want anybody to not take communion. That is, the Bible doesn't say that. There are whole denominations that teach, well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Sickness and evil is coming to town to get you. Let me say this, sir. The whole thing about communion is you examine yourself. And if you're a son or a daughter of God, just examine yourself. And if you know between you and God, if you know that you know that you know that something ain't right, you're in the wrong. You say, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm in sin. And while you're there, God might say, all right, I forgive you. He's going to forgive you. But he might say, I want you to do this. I want you to go to that person. I want you to pray for that person. I want you to mail that person. I want you to bless that person. That person that's your enemy, whatever. But anyhow, I'm going to invite you to the front of the church or make an altar where you are. Let's examine our hearts. That's what the Word says. And then we'll take communion. And then we'll get a few goodies and go home.